What's up, podcast listeners? Welcome back to the Iron Mike podcast. I am Leon Hitchens, and with me, I have Kyle McDonald.
Hey there.
So, first episode is truly this episode. First one, we were introducing what Iron Mike is, what Iron Mike was, or still being, you know, is. And, you know, I think before we jump into today's topic, which is how social media can help you grow a podcast, I think Kyle and myself want to quickly give an update about how Iron Mike is doing and what we've accomplished so far from the actual original launch. You want to jump into it, Kyle?
So the launch went surprisingly well. Our like original target date was this past Tuesday. Unfortunately, Product Hunt didn't get us in until that Wednesday, which ended up working out just fine. So we got a lot of traffic from there and few other places that we were able to post on. Got our first couple customers, found some bugs. Like, it went very smoothly, and every customer that we have right now absolutely loves it. So that's probably the best feeling out of all of it.
Yeah, and I know what we... Tuesday was the original launch, but that was already pushed back from what we had already thought it was going to be, right?
Yeah.
It was like a week past.
The site was just not quite there yet, and we didn't want to release and then something goes wrong or something, so we took that last week to kind of polish things up.
And I think the most stressful part of all of it was just really watching like us not get featured on Tuesday for Product Hunt.
I was really down about that, and then I like woke up early Wednesday morning at like 3 or 4 because I woke up in the middle of the night and I looked at the time. I'm like, well, shit, like we'll be on Product Hunt right now if we're on there. And I looked and we're on there, we're like right near the top, and I'm like, nice. So that was one of the best feelings. So,
yeah, and I think we got our first customer that first day too, right?
I think we got one the first day, and then we've gotten a few more sporadically since then. But we're definitely growing at a steady pace, and we have a lot more plans to grow the business even further. So it's just up from here.
Perfect. So I know we picked the topic of, you know, how social media can grow or help grow your podcast, and I think, you know, from my personal experience, you know, the big thing is Twitter and Facebook, and then just like some of the smaller social platforms are really big there. Kyle, I know you're thinking about starting a podcast too.
Yeah. I think in the next few weeks, I'll probably put something together here. But so it's really nice because I come from a background where I know about this stuff, just not in the podcasting realm as much. So it's cool to kind of hear from you and what's been successful for you and kind of give my 2 cents about it. So
I know the big one for me, which I think some people don't 100% agree with, is Facebook is one of the biggest platforms out there, and I think it's also like one of the biggest places to kind of like grow your audience. A lot of podcasters currently, and it's not to anybody's fault, is they're growing their followings on Twitter. They're doing these one-off accounts, you know, they're making it, you know, my podcast name on Twitter, and then they're just kind of like tweeting out the episodes, and they're just, you know, not doing a lot more on just like Twitter. And then they don't have a Facebook presence, and then they don't have a presence like on SoundCloud or anywhere. So I think the big thing, you know, if you're going to check off any box, is just make sure everybody, you know, when I set up all my stuff, I made sure my Facebook was set up, my Twitter, my Instagram, everything was just set up and it had like clean branding. And I think Kyle, you know a lot more about branding than I could ever.
Yeah. So that's kind of the background I come from. And I definitely see a lot of podcasts doing it really well, like on top of just putting their episodes out, but also like promoting like guests that are coming on there, and they have like really and stuff. Their logo is really prominent on there, and just different ways of branding like that it's like what keeps your audience around. Because when you're doing a podcast, branding is harder because mostly they're not really looking at your logo or anything, they're just listening to your voice. So it's kind of hard to tie that into the actual podcast. But I see a lot of people really interacting with people on Twitter and making sure that their audience for their podcast comes over to Twitter to sort of tie it all together, which that's perfect. So
yeah, and I think the big part of that is interacting with people. You know, just don't tweet your episodes or just don't Facebook your episodes. Make sure, you know, that profile is tweeting other people. It's telling what ghosts and guests are coming on, upcoming, you know, events that you might want to plan with your podcast.
Yeah. And not only that, but most podcasts have like a topic from like sports, tech, whatever it is, but also like tweeting about relevant stuff and giving your opinions in real time about that before you actually come out with an episode is so relevant.
Oh yeah. And I personally, you know, I went for not having a podcast like profile. I didn't have like Leon's podcast on Twitter and Facebook. I wrapped it all onto my personal brand and kind of just put it as one thing. So when I'm interacting with people, you know, my podcast is in my URL now, and there's a lot of things like there. So everyone sees like my personal profile, and then they, you know, also my podcast is there. So big thing is just, you know, treat your podcast profile as, you know, the profile that you're going to be using from a day to day, you know, basis.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like down to everybody's circumstance. Like yours is a little different than everybody else's, but there's no reason not to interact with your audience outside of a podcast. And like, even if you're doing a podcast, there's not much interactivity with your audience. So like capitalizing on that will bring a lot of like new viewers if your personality aligns with people trying to listen to you.
And something I don't think a lot of people really recognize is Anchor is a big social network. Even though they're like the podcast host to like go to these days, they're also a social network. There's a lot of ways to interact with people on Anchor. So you can call in to do commentary. You can, what do they call it? I believe it's called claps. And then there's favorites. So you can do a lot on Anchor and just get embedded into a network of people that are super related to what you're doing. It's podcasting. It's all audio. So my recommendation is something that I do, and then our co-founder here, Sunny Singh, does, is he calls into other podcasts, leaves notes, messages, questions, and then people do the same to him. So he does like a wrap-up to make the engagement a little better and not just have a podcast where it's one-sided and you're talking about everything and then you're not getting any feedback from anybody. Is actually doing that and having that commentary there, so you can do a whole big episode. You know, every 10 episodes you do like a big commentary episode, and you have that community of anchorites calling into you.
Yeah, and like it's really big interacting with other podcasters, because you shouldn't expect anybody to go out of their way to promote you, but if you're providing value to them, then they'll provide value back to you. So if you call into their podcast, they can call back into you. If you guest appearance on their podcast, there's no reason why they shouldn't do the same for you. So that sort of interactivity on that level too is huge, because it's free promotion.
Yes, and the first place all that starts at is social media. Kyle, I have a question for you that's kind of related to me. So I know avatars, you know, I use the cover art on my podcast for a lot of my profile pictures, but for my header, like what do you like want to include in a header for, you know, on Twitter and those profile banners?
See, I feel like the Twitter header specifically isn't really as like prevalent as it used to be, because on very few occasions does anybody actually see it. But when they do see it, most of the time it means they're about to follow you. So what I would recommend for like even outside of podcasting would just be to put like some info up there, like maybe your URL or like maybe a description or something, like give more like what you're doing, give more context to everything, because the most impressions you're going to have on that Twitter header is like first engagements and stuff. So
okay, so that helps me, because you know that's the thing that people, you know, always forget, is they leave off a banner, or they make the banner really intricate, and then they don't mm-hmm. realize like who's actually seeing it in the end.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I do on my personal profile is I just leave my Twitter header just as like gray, like it's just grayed out. And so that way they just have to go to my bio to get information, which, I mean, I find that interesting. I see a lot of conversions from my Twitter profile to my personal site. And I feel like if I didn't have my personal site in my bio or something and just in my header, it wouldn't be like as noticeable, because people would have to go through the time of like typing it in. But I don't think there's a right way to do it, but I think putting information in there and maybe like when you, like like when your podcast goes live, like every, like if you put your schedule up there, like every Tuesday or something like that, that's really helpful. Stuff, information like that, where you can't really find anywhere else, is really useful to put up there, I think.
I like it. So the final thing I kind of want to touch on, which is more, you know, as your podcast grows and you start making money off of it, and you know, with Anchor's new support, what do they call it? It's the Anchor support, or
I just know that it's kind of like Patreon, but not really. I don't know the name of it. So I think it's support.
So it's like Anchor support. So as you get more users and stuff, I think a big part of what social media can do, and it's something that we're going to start doing at Iron Mike a little bit, is running some ads too. You know, you have Twitter. If you're getting everybody to engage with you and stuff, the big thing is you can start doing is running just a small ad here and there to get your podcast to more people that are interested in sports or technology, and you can reach more and more people, and you know, you can get that ad to start getting people to interact with you. Same thing on Facebook. You can reach a wider audience of people, you know, spend $20, $25. Not only that,
but like on Facebook, it's easier to target the people you're wanting to target. Their ad system is a lot more robust than Twitter's promotion feature and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I, you know, I do advertising, and my constant thing with even podcasters that I've worked with that are, you know, they're big influencers in communities and stuff. They have that big following, and they still have a hard time kicking off that podcast. And what they kind of turn to is, you know, $100, $200 of just little ad money. And then they do like one basic ad of, hey, here's my podcast, go follow it on this platform. And they kind of segment it between Apple and Spotify. And then they run those ads, and they've seen a ton of success, you know, just based on that stuff. So that's always a really great option as, you know, you grow, or if you just have an extra, you know, 50, 25 bucks that you can throw to that, is just do a small ad, see how it works. And, you know, you can get a little engagement off of that.
Yeah, for sure. Advertising is so powerful, and I feel like a lot of people don't utilize it just because they're scared to put money into something that they don't know the results. But even just testing the waters with $20, you'll see the results pretty well.
Yeah, and I think Sonny has run a few ads here and there, and he said that the best ones that he's kind of seen is where he actually says, like, here's my podcast, and these are the things that I talk about. Not so much just boosting or like promoting an individual podcast episode. It's more of a larger one, unless you really have an individual guest that's really big, is saying like, hey, you know, this is the one person that I interviewed and did X, Y, and Z with.
Yeah. I do want to take like two steps back when we were talking about interacting with people on like social networks.
Yeah.
I think one thing I feel like it's really huge that we forgot to mention is like, don't go on there and just like promote your podcast, promote whatever directly to people. I feel like interacting with people and actually providing like good content is reason enough for people to actually look to see who you are, and then you'll get conversions that way. And it'll be a lot more genuine people listening to your podcast that way too. So I think that's really huge to note, is you don't want to go spammy and be like, hey, listen to this. You just want it to happen naturally.
Yeah, and I agree with that to the point. I do think, you know, starting that natural conversation and saying like, hey, that's really cool, or, you know.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. If it comes up in conversation, there's no reason why you shouldn't plug it, but.
Yeah, I think towards an end of a conversation, you know, like, oh, hey, you know, you put your 2 cents into a news topic, and then you go into a conversation with somebody, at the end be like, hey, man, I do this really cool podcast, and you know, if you take a listen, you know, I appreciate your feedback, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely the right way to go about it.
And I think that's the best way to do it versus, you know, like you said, Kyle, is saying like, hey, listen to this episode of me talking about this. Is it's always harder to get somebody to do it because.
Yeah. Not only that, but then they're just like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, why should I listen to him? He has provided no value to me. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything else, I think?
No, I think that pretty much covers everything that we were wanting to talk about. And like we said in the previous, like episode 0, When it comes to this kind of stuff, if you want to reach out and ask us questions, we're always more than happy to answer. Also, if you actually become a member of Iron Mike and host your site with us, we have like a premium Facebook group that we're trying to grow full with podcasters that hopefully you can find value with them as well. And so I think that's something to note because we're really advocating not only Iron Mike, but advocating just the growth in the whole podcasting world. So anything related to this, feel free to tweet us, Iron Mike FM.
Yeah, and that Facebook group right now, it's semi small, but my hope is, you know, we discuss things related to, you know, podcasting. I'm really big fan of the it's the Hot Pod podcast newsletter. They talk about all the industry stuff, and that's like things that we can discuss in
I
the
also
Facebook
think
group.
it's kind of advantageous that the Facebook group is so small right now, because you can really make some one-on-one like lasting connections with these people as their podcast grows and your podcast grows, and you can kind of just grow along together. So
You know, I didn't see it that way. You know, I'm being a little biased. I
yeah.
wasn't, but I do agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So till next week, I think we'll iron out our topic for the next week. You guys can call us on Anchor. You know, if you have questions, please do it because we'd love to answer them on the podcast. You can tweet myself at Leon Hitchens. Kyle is, what is your handle?
I'm designed by Kyle.
Okay, designed by Kyle. And then,
And Sunny is Sunny Singh IO, right?
yes,
Yep.
SunnySingh.io or Sunny Commutes. We're at Iron Mike FM on Twitter. And then it's just ironmike.fm. And that's MIC, Mike, not like Mike the name. So, till next week, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
See ya.